Chapter 7. Mrs. Avery down the street kept saying, "Now don't y'all get your hopes up too much. I seen it many a time. A sick person gets better just before they go and die." We didn't pay her any attention. Granny really was better, no doubt about it. In the days that followed, she slept a lot, but not with that awful, unnatural deep breathing, and she could talk plainer and move her left hand, and the left side of her face wasn't dead-looking. The first sign that Mrs. Avery might be right, or at least that there was a change, started one evening about a week later. It was about 5 o'clock. I was the one sitting by the sick bed. Granny had been dozing when all of a sudden she roused up and grabbed my arm.
"Willie, look at that, them two coats fighting in the corner. That littlest coat don't have a gnat's chance."
Before I could answer, she whispered, "There's a old woman in Mr. Blakesley's cheer. Go away, woman. She's hideous, Willie, face all puckered like them doll heads made out in dried apples. Go on, get—"
"Ain't nobody in the chair, Granny."
"Ain't now. I got rid of the old booger." She sounded proud of herself. Then in a panic she whispered,
"Willie, she didn't leave. She's up on the wall."
I was scared. I didn't know what to do. Mama had gone down to our house to change clothes. Grandpa, wore out, was sound asleep on the narrow daybed in the back hall. I was just fixing to call him when Granny smiled and said, "Old Booger's gone, thank the good Lord." Then she drifted off into a perspiry sleep. Trying to cool her off some, I picked up the cardboard fan that said Birdsong's Funeral Parlor in big letters, and under it, "Rest in the Lord." The fan seemed like an omen. A chill goosebumped my arms. I fanned fast so as not to read the words, but they had already brought to mind Great-Grandma Tweedy.